Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Boy, you just gave me something really exciting to look forward to at the end of the month. It's about time, and I'd love to just praise the person or the group that took that son of a gun boss to court. It's about time somebody's helping us. If we all had big bucks like those that are putting these people in office, we wouldn't have any corruption. But because the people don't have the money to sue these sons of guns for what they're doing with our taxpayer dollars and the lies and the cheating and everything that they're pulling on us, somebody's a hero out there or some group is, and I want to thank them. And thank you, Matt, for giving this. I hope everybody has their dial turned on the 30th and somebody's going to cover it, because this is so important, because this started in Wisconsin. What's going on in our federal government started in Wisconsin, and maybe we need to clean up the act first so that it can float all the way across their country where all of this mortifying stuff is going on, where they're pulling all this crap. And the group ALEC and the Bradley Foundation and all of these big donors need to be held accountable someday. I hope you're listening, folks, because we're getting sick of it. And this is rotten to pull on our country. You are un-American. And we, you know, if we could boycott, boy, we should boycott those people, every one of them who have been paying for this devastation of our government in our country, because they should someday be held accountable, because this is a bad, bad thing they're pulling, and we're all suffering because of it. Anyway, thank you, Matt. I'm so excited for the 30th. I can't wait. You have a good day, okay?
Thank you, Jean. I take it you wouldn't cry any tears if Judge Valerie Bailey Wren threw him in jail. Let me make a suggestion, folks out there, and this may not be known by many. There's a statute that says that court hearings in general are open to the public. They can't be closed. Now, the courts will sometimes close some things if there's some very sensitive sexual matters discussed in a rape case or that kind of thing. But even then, they have to be careful. You can go to this hearing. Now, it's limited by court space and so forth. But on December 30th, unless Voss tries to get the date changed, you can go up. And one of the greatest spectacles in the world is a court hearing, especially a trial, but even a hearing. Even a hearing, because you'll see a lot of things that you hadn't realized. And if you enjoy going to plays or looking at movies or, you know, going to rock concerts and all that kind of thing, a court hearing is fascinating. And so a lot of retirees down in Chicago, when I was a law clerk to Judge Thomas Fairchild in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, they called them the court buffs. These guys showed up, and that was their hobby. They'd look every day at the calendar, pick out a few juicy trials, and go in and watch. It's very neat. So I doubt very seriously if Voss will be there personally. The judge can order him to be there personally, but so far I don't think she has. So it'll be his lawyers, and listen to the BS that they give the judge. You know, why they didn't produce anything, why they're not in contempt. The request is that they fine Voss $2,000 a day. It's a lot of money. He was supposed to produce this stuff by the 19th of November. And this is a no-nonsense judge, a fair judge, but no-nonsense, and she will make her decision. And if she holds him in contempt, that's a very, very big thing. To hold the Speaker of the House, even a gerrymandered speaker like this one, is a significant event. So, Gene, you're in Eau Claire, but if you were down for some reason doing Christmas shopping in Madison on the 30th, check first to see if it's still on the docket. You have a right to go in. You have a right under Wisconsin statute to watch it. I don't know how many people are going to go in. You sit in the pews in the back on the benches, keep quiet. You can't eat anything. You can't drink anything. You can't bring in a soda or coffee or a banana, you know, or a crumpet. You can't bring anything in. You can't bring a newspaper in. You can't sit there reading the newspaper. You got to have your phone turned off. You can't listen to anything. You shouldn't talk to people. Keep quiet. Just sit there and learn something. Really, really enjoy it. And you know something? Is there a more important hearing in a way than what happens to your tax dollars? Everybody pays taxes and would like to see them lowered. The Republicans claim we'll lower taxes. They don't lower taxes. They spend taxes. They pledged almost $4.5 billion to a Chinese company in Foxconn of state taxes, when the fact of the matter is that the whole thing was a scam and Walker negotiated himself without experts. He doesn't have the ability to do that. He got taken to the cleaners. He did it on a napkin. You don't do a deal like that on a napkin. You don't do a deal like that on a napkin. Walker turned, and Lady Foxconn herself, the Duchess of Foxconn, Duchess of Foxconn Abbey, Lady Foxconn, Becca Clayfish, was his cheerleader doing it, still hyping it. They turned down $1 billion in Medicaid relief and $1 billion in train money out of federal taxes, and then used state taxes, your taxes, towards Medicaid a little bit. You got hit twice. Republicans can't handle money. They get easily cheated. They don't understand money. They spend your tax dollars. Why should Gableman get $680,000? And his gorillas, why should his gorillas get anything? And it's not going to stop at that. It'll be millions. So this group goes in and they go, well, Voss, we want to see the documents. You said you don't read the invoices. There isn't any prudent business in this country where the CEO or the owner doesn't, you know, he gets an invoice, does he say to accounting, pay it and not look at it? How often does that happen where you work? I doubt that it's ever happened. I also think that he may have snuck a look and that what he's saying isn't true. Anyway, Valerie Bailey Rinn, the judge, goes, okay, well, produce the documents. Let sunshine is the best disinfectant. Let's open this up. Let us open this up. We're talking money here. We're talking a lot of money. $680,000. How much did you pay in taxes last year out there? So did you pay $680,000? I doubt it. Have you paid $680,000 in state taxes your entire life? I doubt it. Some people have, not that many. So she goes, okay, well, let's everybody look at these invoices. Boss is going, flips her off, doesn't do anything. That's really very dumb. I mean, you can't just do that. You should at least go back into court and ask for a protective order or a in-camera review order or a delay order or an appeal or something. You don't just go, yawn, who are you? Well, I'll tell you who she is. If she tells the bailiff to go get him and throw him in jail, he's going to jail. Now, he may get out on appeal. Who knows? She won't do that in all likelihood. But she's being asked to assess $2,000 a day against the guy. That's out of his paycheck or whatever other money he has. That's a big deal. And he can't just go, hey, I'm the speaker. You're a lowly judge. Wait a minute, Jack. The three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. She's the judicial. You're the legislative. You're just one part of the legislative and she's one part of the judicial. You can't blow off their orders. So let's get with the program here. It's going to be fascinating. Go to Madison, December 30. Check the calendar. Make sure it hasn't been postponed. And sit and watch him. Sit and watch his lawyers. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.